cock your guns, cast your lines, and drop your anchor. Time to sit back and relax. It's the Big Boat and Outdoor Show with your host, Dennis Gibbs.
Greetings, everyone, and welcome to the only boating talk radio show in North Texas, the Big Boat and Outdoor Show. I'm Dennis Gibbs, the boat guy, and we are broadcasting live inside the beautiful studios of News Talk 660 K-Sky. Our show is being brought to us all today by Grandpappy Point Marina and Resort on beautiful Lake Texoma. And folks, when it comes to boats, Grandpappy's got everything you could imagine. They've got over 100 used boats for sale. Go to their website, grandpappy.com, and check them all out. There's pictures of them. There's descriptions, everything. You can see the inside of the boats, the outside of them. It's even got the prices listed right there. Also, their ship store, their gas dock, parts department, service department, travel lift, cabins, restaurant. They've got it all. Go to grandpappy.com. Folks, we've got a good show for you today. Coming up in just a couple of minutes, we're going to be going to Lake Level Ginger for the Big Boat and Outdoor Show news report or lake report there. Then coming up today at 6:15, we are going to talk about Lake Texoma being affected by this blue-green algae that's out there. They've closed the lake to swimmers. You can go out in a boat. Hopefully it's a big boat, not a little one, because you don't want to get any spray on you. But we're going to talk about that at 6:15 today. We've got a special guest live out at Lake Texoma on his big boat. Mr. Brant Reeves is going to join us at 6:15 today. The second half of the show is kicked off with Frank Pillsbury, Boating Royalty, and Dock Talk, where we're going to talk about our Labor Day weekend. We're also going to touch on the fires out there at Possum Kingdom Lake, the second big fires that they've had out there. And then if we can, we're going to try to get a fishing report from our guides out there, Michael of Diamond Dave Beeson of Four Seasons Guide Service, and also our outdoors expert, Kevin Strickland. And right now, I want to just introduce the captain of our ship over there, Ryan Smith.
Squirrel!
Hey, I got to put it in there somewhere.
Squirrel! But how's it going, Ryan? You doing all right, man?
Doing good, doing good. Getting ready to settle in for, not so much here at the radio station, but my full-time job. I got a little three-day weekend, so I'm in a pretty good mood.
All right.
Sunday, Monday, and Tuesday from my nondescript full-time position. But again, I won't get into that because I'm at this gig right now.
So the president's going to let you take off for a few days. He doesn't need you?
Yeah, don't say anything.
All right. Well, folks, I tell you what, on our guest line here, number one, the co-host of the Big Boat and Outdoor Show, all the way from East Texas, where I was told it was raining. His name is John, and he's big, so we call him Big John. Big John, what's going on, man?
Oh, man, I tell you, I had the chance to take an afternoon nap, and I woke up in heaven. It's 72 degrees and raining in Garrison, Texas.
72 degrees?
72 right now.
Did you get you a jacket on?
Actually, I just came off the front porch. I've been sitting out there with my son in our rocking chairs just watching it rain. He said, "Daddy, it's so nice just sitting out here watching it rain." I said, "It is, man, it is."
Did Alec get his socks off finally?
Yeah. Grandmother saw them socks on his feet, and the trouble was it was all over then, buddy.
I tell you what, talking about kids, John, I got to tell you this funny story, all right? Now, we've had a very, very busy week or two here in the Gibbs house. Folks, my mother passed away a week ago yesterday. She passed away early on a Friday morning. Then the following Monday, my wife gave birth to a beautiful baby boy that we've named DJ Trevor Gibbs, and 7 pounds, 2.8 ounces, 19 and a half inches long. And then I've also got my oldest son, Garrett. We've got Peyton and Casey, 6 and 5. Now, John, it was dinner time last night, okay?
Okay.
So Mama calls the boys in from the game room to come in to eat. And Peyton comes in, but Casey stayed in there. And he was playing the Wii. He'd been out in the swimming pool, okay? Left that part out. Kids out there swimming. And so Casey is, you know, still in the game room. So Mama's getting a little bit louder and louder, calling, Casey, get in here, and still nothing. Well, she goes in there and gets him, and, you know, Casey, you get in here, and da-da-da-da-da. And, boy, she was, you know,
tearing, working on him.
Working on him, all right? And told Casey, because he wasn't paying attention and listening to his mama, that he has to go to bed early.
Oh.
Well, Casey doesn't like to go to bed early, so that made him very upset. And when Mama walked by the kitchen counter to go in to eat, she saw one set of earplugs because they'd been in the pool. She said, Casey, where are your earplugs? Casey's eyeballs looked up to the ceiling and went, they're in my ears, Mama.
So he couldn't hear.
Couldn't hear. So we laughed.
Did he have to go to bed early? Did she back off on it?
Yeah, we backed off on that. We laughed pretty hard, actually, about that. You know.
Oh, the fun of parenting.
Oh, yes. It was. It was.
You will not ignore me, young man. You get in here now, and he's just not even moving.
So, yeah, John, my mother passed away. My wife had a baby that next Monday. You know,
what an interesting week.
2.5 days after my mother passed away, and then the next day was her wake. The following day was her funeral.
Yeah, and it was good to see all y'all. You know, I hate the circumstances, but we can all wish that, like my number one fan and your wonderful mother, we can get 80-plus years of family fun, memories, and love. And the stories I heard, and I've told about the red lipstick comment. I told so many people about that. I said, that is just one of the best stories ever.
Yeah, that and her potato salad and everything. It was
you know, your mom was at a party when everybody's got red lipstick marks on their cheeks. She gave them all a kiss and put more lipstick on.
But John, to tell you how strong my wife is, she gave birth on a Monday at 5:48 p.m. on Monday. Tuesday, the next day, she was at my mother's wake at 4 p.m. and was at my mother's funeral on Wednesday at we were at my brother's house to leave from there at 9 o'clock a.m.
I understand. Dude, that's, she's a warrior. I couldn't believe it when I saw her on Tuesday. I was just like, wow, didn't somebody just say you had a baby?
Yeah, like, wow. And, you know, when I handed her my keys and said, you know, would you go out there and get those two cases of beer out there in the car?
My beer out of the car.
My brother hit me in the head.
Is, you know, as long as she knows that every day is Mother's Day in the Gibbs house.
She knows it. She knows it. Talk about the Gibbs house. I want to say hello to my mother-in-law, Priscilla Cohen, who is there. And
I got to say hi to Jen, who's probably listening online up in Jersey.
Yeah, say hello to her sister.
How you doing? We better get to lake level. We're going to get in trouble.
All right. Right now, folks, it's time for the Big Boat and Outdoor Show Lake Report with your news correspondent, Lake Level Ginger. Good evening, Lake Level Ginger. How are you doing today?
Hey, Dennis, I'm well. Thanks for asking. This report is brought to you by Gibbs Marine Surveys. Our local lake levels continue to drop. Lakes Worth and Joe Pool remain the only area lakes measuring within 3 feet of their normal elevation levels, while Lakes Grapevine, Louisville, Ray Hubbard, Ray Roberts, Tawakoni, and Eagle Mountain are between 3 and 5 feet low. Lakes Texoma, Cedar Creek, and Richland Chambers are between 5 and 6 feet below normal, with Possum Kingdom measuring almost 8 3/4 feet low. Lake Levan dropped to more than 9 3/4 feet below its normal elevation level, while Sam Rayburn now sits almost 12 feet low. Lake Benbrook is down more than 15 feet, and Lake Travis continues to drop, now down more than 47 1/4 feet below its normal elevation level. Please remember to always wear your life jacket and boat safely, and that's it for this week's brief Big Boat and Outdoor Show Lake Report.
Well, Lake Level Ginger, we certainly do appreciate that. Thank you very much for coming on with us here this holiday weekend.
You're very welcome.
Oh, yeah.
And we hope that you and your family have a good holiday weekend. Thanks a lot.
Oh, thanks, Dennis. You too. And take care, John. Have a good weekend.
All right, folks, that's Lake Level Ginger with your lake levels and water temperatures, heard this time every Saturday on the Big Boat and Outdoor Show. Hey, I'm sitting here looking at our website, thebigboatshow.com. Excuse me.
You all right over there?
John, I forgot my Diet Pepsis today. Actually, I was out of them, so I bought these Diet Dr. Pepper and a Diet Coke out of the machines over here. So
they just don't do it, do they?
They're not doing it today. But
at least they're cheap back there.
Yeah, they're only 75. So, hey, everybody, go to our website, thebigboatshow.com. Check out our sponsors. Also, email me your questions. You can also join our newsletter that goes out every week. You, too, can start benefiting from our sponsors' coupons and discounts in our weekly newsletter. But right now, we're going to go ahead and take a break right now.
Hey, tell Ryan I can't hear the guests or anything. All I can hear is you.
Okay, I'll let him know. Ryan just got a perplexed look on his face and is looking down at the board. But
I love it.
Folks, we're going to take a break right now. Coming up next, Lake Texoma, blue-green algae, closed to swimmers on a holiday weekend. We've got a live boat owner up on Lake Texoma is going to talk to us all about it. Brant Reed.
We'll be live.
Don't go anywhere. The Big Boat and Outdoor Show will be right back.
Dennis Prager Show. Weekdays at 11. News Talk 660. K-Sky.
Even though the weather, sports medicine, a whole new world of care.
Follow News Talk 660 K-Sky on Facebook and Twitter. Details at ksky.com or search News Talk 660 K-Sky. More of the Big Boat and Outdoor Show on News Talk 660 K-Sky with your host, Dennis Gibbs.
All right, there we go. Welcome back, everybody, to the Big Boat and Outdoor Show. Brought to us all today by Grandpappy Point Marine and Resort and also Cedar Mills Marine and Resort on beautiful Lake Texoma. Folks, like I've been talking with Big John, it's free. That's right. 3 months of free slip rent when you go to rent a slip at Cedar Mills Marina. Go check them out at cedarmills.com. That's cedarmills.com for free slip rent. Also, don't forget about their yacht sales department. Give old Rick Lemon and Randy Warstell a call. Let's see. Big John, are you with me?
I'm here.
All right, man. So what's going on now? Is it still raining there in East Texas?
Yeah, man. We are so blessed, man. Answered prayers. This is our first rain, and I don't know when, and it's just a good slow rain. But just the fact that it's in the low 70s is a miracle. So I think all my neighbors are out on their four-wheelers and tractors. I think everybody's out in the rain enjoying it.
Isn't it amazing how everybody gets so excited about it?
Well, when you've been without this so long, I mean, that's kind of like going without ice cream for about 6 months. Boy, you go to Dairy Queen then, you lose your mind over a little cone.
Yeah, I know. Well, I tell you what, John, I've been enjoying the cool weather today here in Dallas or in Richardson. It was only 99 to 100 degrees today so far on my thermometer. So,
well, that's better than it's been.
Yeah, I almost had to put socks on.
That's awesome.
And then take them off. My white socks and sandals. There you go.
That's it, man. That's the look of the dock.
But for sailboaters. But anyway. But anyway, no,
you know why they do that? That's so they can kick their sandals off on the dock and they can scrub their deck as they walk on their boat.
Very true. That's pretty good. I didn't think about that.
You gotta think about it, man. Them sailboaters are always thinking, man.
They are. They're very clever individuals, those sailboaters.
But now we're fixing to talk to a powerboater, ain't we?
We are going to talk to a powerboater, and as a matter of fact, John, he's got a big, giant powerboat up there at Lake Texoma. He's got a 58-foot Bertram motor yacht.
Man, that's a battleship.
I have known Brant Reeves since I was a very young kid. I don't even know if I was in double digits yet when I met Brant Reeves in my age is what I meant, double digits.
I understand. I got you.
And his brother Chris and his dad Bill, and we just all kind of grew up together. And now Brant's got one of the biggest motor yachts on the lake. So he is up there right now at Lake Texoma. We're going to talk to him about this blue-green algae that's going on. And, Brant, how are you doing today, sir?
I'm doing great. How are you guys?
Man, we're doing absolutely fantastic. Big John, can you hear Brant?
Yeah, I got him, man. It was good to meet him this last week.
Yeah.
Good to meet you, John.
Well, All right. Well, Brant, we'll talk to you later, man. Thanks. No.
Yeah, great for calling, man. Good talking to you guys.
What came out over the news was that Lake Texoma was closed due to blue-green algae. And blue-green algae, folks, is a bacteria known as, no, I'm going to try to say this word, it's cyanobacteria.
There you go.
And C-Y-A-N-O bacteria.
Wow.
And
I'm impressed.
Hey, you know, nothing skewed.
It's skewed.
But
what does it do to you? Is it like them parasites that go up your nose and eat your brain that they keep talking about on the news?
Well, what this does is you know, if you swallow it, or basically if the water comes in contact with your skin, when it has this high level of bacteria where it's toxic, it'll give you a rash that's very intense as far as, you know, scratching is concerned. And what it is, you get small reddish bumps surrounded by a zone of redness with very intense itching. And, you know, this blue-green algae, it's green out there, and sometimes it turns a bluish color when the scums are dying. Scums are dying.
What is that, the old ones or something?
I guess that or the real gross ones. But it's
what color is it out there now, blue or green?
I would imagine that it's green, and you know, it's the reason why, folks, that we have this. I don't ever recall, and Brant, I don't know if you know, has Lake Texoma ever had this? Not that I know of.
Well, you know, I've been up here 30 years, and I don't ever recall having the lake shut down or having warnings not to get in the water. It's possible, but I don't recall it.
Yeah, I don't recall it either. And, you know, the 10-plus years that we've been doing this radio show, if something like that had happened in the last 10 and a half years, I would have known about it. And normally Lake Texoma gets quite a bit of water, you know, flowing from the Red River. You know, Oklahoma gets a lot of rain, and that water flows into Lake Texoma. So Texoma's usually got a pretty good flow going of fresh water through it, so it really doesn't have this problem or this condition too often and or ever. But this year with the drought, the temperatures of 100 plus degrees for God, what are we at, 60 something days where this summer it's been 100 plus degrees, the water is stagnant, it's just sitting there. This stuff tends to bloom in the shallower areas, probably in your coves and back up in these coves. And from what I read is they did their water test and sent it to Oklahoma, to this university. The scientists looked at it and said, you know, the levels of this blue-green algae, this toxin, are at an alarming level, at a very high level, and they had to shut the lake down for swimming. And if you could imagine what that did to the lake business up there at Lake Texoma this weekend, when I was talking to Brant, he said it's like a ghost town. You know, he's up there, and I imagine, Brant, you didn't have a problem trying to find a parking space.
No, like I told you earlier, normally on a holiday weekend, parking spaces are very limited, and you see all kinds of traffic, boat traffic, people walking around. It's like a Tuesday during the week up here. I mean, just dead.
Yeah, that's to have that on a holiday weekend. I know that your marinas, you know, like your Highport and stuff out there with the big restaurant and Grandpappy and Cedar Mills Marina over there. You know, they look forward to these weekends, you know, Soldier Creek. You know, this is how they, you know, they make a lot of money on these weekends. But, folks, it's to help carry them through the whole year in the winter months because, you know, a lot of people aren't renting cabins and doing all that kind of stuff while up there at the lake. And, you know, I was talking, John, I think I was talking to you, Brant, about a fisherman going out on the lake, or even guides to go out on the lake. And, you know, you get the spray, you know, you hit a wave and you're in the fishing boat and you get a little spray, you know, from the lake that hits you and or in the face or, you know, on your chest or arms or whatever. And, you know, you just can't take the chance. And, you know, boy, what else can we have happen? You know, the fires up there at Possum Kingdom. We've got this stuff going on here at Lake Texoma. And again, from what I read on these reports here, was that they did this test on Lake Texoma. What my big curiosity is, did they do these tests on Lake Grapevine, Louisville, Ray Hubbard, you know, Cedar Creek? I didn't hear of anything being tested on these lakes. Now, it's not like the Army Corps checks with me. Hey, Dennis, you're the boat guy.
They're not seeking your advice on all their moves anymore.
Yeah, and so, you know, me being, you know, so busy with all that stuff. But, you know, if it's on Lake Texoma, folks, the biggest lake around here, I would imagine it's going to be on these other lakes, and nobody's ever said anything about it. Have you thought about that at all?
Well, I tell you, you know, the fact that Texoma in your lake level report is 5 to 6 feet low, it's a huge body of water. How low is Louisville? How low is Grapevine? I mean, those are much smaller bodies of water. From what I've heard, it can be present in any lake. It's just the right conditions. So, I mean, I know it's as warm in Dallas as it is up here. So,
yeah. I don't know. I can't imagine, especially like Lake Louisville. It doesn't have a big flow coming through it. No. John, you might know more about that than I would.
No, especially right now. You know, with all these other lakes, you know, going down, nobody's too much water, so it's not trickling down from up north and coming this way, and so you're not getting a big flow. And I can tell you, even down here, I was at my oncologist 2 days ago, and he was reminding me. He
did
said,
you say you're a gynecologist?
Yes, yeah, my OBGYN. And my cancer doctor, idiot. And he said, you know, even down here in Sam Rayburn and all these, he said, make sure this holiday weekend with your compromised immune system, do not get out in this water. He said all the various bacteria and algae and everything else, he said it is like crazy right now. And he goes, even me, a healthy person, he goes, I'm not going to go swimming in the lake right now. You know, and he said it's just the fact the water is so stagnant, the lakes are so low that, you know, there's no way for this stuff to get flushed out and move on downstream, you know, and get dissipated.
Well, I tell you what, people, you know, had emailed me about what are symptoms, what should they look for, and, you know, they were still going to go to the lake, they just weren't going to go swimming. But what happens, you know, like you have young kids, you get, you know, they go swimming, they might swallow some of this water. Some of the symptoms are stomach cramps, vomiting, diarrhea, fever, headache, severe muscle or joint pain. And again, I mentioned about the skin rash that you will get if you just, you know, get some of the water on you. There's small reddish bumps surrounded by a zone of redness with intense itching. Now, we were also talking about fishing. People were saying, hey, I'm going to go out, you know, fishing with my kids on the boat. Again, the spray from the boat getting on you, you're going to get this. You're going to get this. But they want to know, should I eat the fish that are, you know, caught in Lake Texoma? And, you know me, I'm not going to eat it, but...
But because the cooking process will take care of anything that's any kind of algae or bacteria. That's, you know, once you clean the fish and cook it, it's going to be good to go.
Well, they said to take out the organs of the internal organs of the fish and to take caution of it, take caution before eating.
You don't fry the innards.
Well, I don't, you know, I'm not a fish man.
Mr. Outdoorsman.
But, you know, and Brant, you're up there at the lake. This is Labor Day weekend. I'm used to the lake being packed.
Yeah, well, it's not. And, you know, I feel like Les Nessman giving you his eyewitness weather report. You're looking out the window and there is no boats. And the boating report is dead.
Wow.
Yeah, my brother Danny said he went up to the lake on Thursday, I guess it was, and he said he was the only boat out on the lake. And, you know, he turned around and came back. And, Brant, are you going to be taking your big boat out?
You know, if all accounts are true and we get into the 60s tomorrow, there's a good possibility just to go check out the terrain, see what's exposed.
Mm-hmm.
Shouldn't have any competition.
No, I wouldn't imagine you'd be, hassled by, sea doers and water skiers out there.
Trying to jump your wake.
Yeah, Brant throws up a good wake, so he'd have sea doers following him all over the place. But, Brant just got done changing the oil in his two generators that this boat has. And,
it's just weird. It's weird to talk about Labor Day at Texoma and not be talking about what a madhouse it is.
Right.
But the thing is, this is a good opportunity. If you were not going to go to the lake because of the crowd, get on up there. Go enjoy one of these restaurants. Go support our local businesses because winter's coming and, they really need our business right now.
Very true. And, hey, Brant, have you heard any, radio traffic on the VHF radio about, Highport? Are there, a lot of boats out there moving around? Or?
I really haven't heard much at all. I talked to Jason, Grandpappy's general manager this morning. He said, we just filled up 8,000 gallons worth of gas, and it's going to sit there a while, it looks like.
Mm.
So if you need some fresh gas, I imagine they have plenty.
Go to
Grandpappy. Give you a free Coke if you fill up, too.
And a free bag of ice.
Absolutely.
If you get more than 50, 100 gallons, you'd get a free Coke.
Tell them Big John sent you.
But, hey, Brant, I tell you what, man, we're running out of time, if you could imagine that. And anybody you want to say hello to?
Absolutely. My darling wife, Brooke, and Stephen and Chase, my children. Hopefully they'll welcome me home with open arms this weekend.
As long as you didn't go swimming in the lake.
Yeah, no, I'll wash off good.
Watch Brant show up at home with red bumps and all these all red everywhere. He said, no, I feel fine.
Everybody that saw me this week probably thought I had it already. I should have told them, man, I went swimming at Texoma. I'm feeling kind of weird today.
Yeah, don't shake my hand.
John, you've got a mushroom growing out of your nose. What is that?
I was in Sam Rayburn on the tube.
Well, I tell you what, Brant, enjoy the weekend out there, and thanks for coming on with us, and also thanks for showing up there on Tuesday. We appreciate you.
Absolutely. It's good talking to you guys.
All right, everybody. That's Brant Reeves from Lake Texoma at beautiful Grandpappy Point Marina and Resort. And if you see a big, big boat going by, it's probably Brant. And,
as we just heard, they've got 8,000 fresh gallons of no ethanol fuel.
That's right. Over there at Grandpappy Point Marina at their gas dock at the mouth of the marina there. And right now we're going to go ahead and take a break. And Big John, we've got boating royalty coming up, and we're going to talk a little bit more about Possum Kingdom Lake and the fires that have happened out there. And and also, this is the holiday weekend, man. It's the Labor Day.
I know it, man. Get out, barbecue. I'm ready to do some cooking and eating, baby.
Yes, sir. We're going to do some of that in the Gibbs house. Folks, you're listening to the Big Boat and Outdoor Show on News Talk 660 K-Sky. Don't go anywhere. We're coming right back.
News Talk 660 K-Sky and Michael Medved. Weekdays at 2 p.m. News Talk 660 K-Sky. K-Sky. Bill Bennett says the president is going to have his hands full in 2012 with whoever gains the GOP nomination.
Gallup polls have close races here for Obama against Romney, Perry, Bachman, and Paul.
His approval rating is hovering around the 40% mark.
Republicans need to focus on who can win, who can beat him. But it's pretty even.
This is not going to be a cakewalk.
Bill Bennett's Morning in America. Weekday mornings from 5 to 8 on your choice for intelligent talk. News Talk 660, K-Sky.
Dallas, I've got gold and silver, 1% over dealer's cost on KSKY. News Talk AM 660, Sundays 3 to 4. The Scott Luther Gold and Silver Express Hour. Greg McCoach, president of Amerigold.
Unbeknownst to most mainstream investors, gold has been the best performing asset of any investment worldwide for the past 10 years.
Hi, I'm Scott Luther at LRCcoins.com. I'll teach you how to buy gold and silver at only 1% over dealer's cost. God created gold and silver, man made paper money. Which is worth more?
If you want to enjoy Lake Texoma, you can't do better than Grandpappy Point Marina. Just an hour north of Dallas on Highway 75, Grandpappy Point Marina is your dealer for yachts, Regal, Blue Water, Jeanneau, and Catalina, and full-service extended warranties of up to 5 years on select products. They stay connected so you are comfortable with your brand new boat. They have continuing education classes and service after you take the wheel. Grandpappy Point Marina can handle anything on Lake Texoma. They have a 35-ton marine travel lift and are the certified servicing dealer for Volvo, Pinta Gas and Diesel, Merc Cruiser, and much more. A giant marine parts department. If you want a cabana, an apartment, a boat lift, an improved slip, power and sailboat slips up to 60 feet, cabins with AC and cable TV, up to 6 bedrooms along with camping and RV spaces, Grandpappy Point Marina sets the standard. Just an hour north of Dallas on Highway 75 or online at grandpappy.com. That's grandpappy.com.
This is an urgent message for all individuals with extremely large credit card debt. No matter how much you owe on your credit cards, the company that has settled more debt than anyone in the U.S. could settle your debt too. While you make one low monthly program payment, you have the opportunity to hear how low your monthly program payment could be for free. This free information is available now simply by calling Freedom Debt Relief at 1-800-900-5538. I repeat, if you have extremely large credit card debt, you now have the ability to reduce your total debt and get one simple low monthly program payment. This could allow you to resolve your debt faster than you ever thought possible. But you should act quickly. Call Freedom Debt Relief now to learn how much you could save. 1-800-900-5538. Again, this life-changing information is available for free. To find out how much you may be able to save, call today. 1-800-900-5538. That's 1-800-900-5538. 1-800-900-5538.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit matrixdirect.com.
With all the bad economic news lately, I was really worried about protecting my family's financial security. Then I found something I can count on. A way to make sure my family will have $250,000 no matter what happens to me. And I found out I can do it for less than $16 a month. That's a lot of peace of mind for a tiny bit of money.
Hi, I'm Brent Langdon for Matrix Direct. We partnered with American General Life to find you their lowest rates on term life insurance products. If you're 40 years old and married, we could find you a $250,000 policy for less than $16 a month. Call now for a free, no-obligation quote. 1-800-900-9508.
I'm so glad I called.
It only takes 5 minutes to see how you could save up to 70%. Call now. 1-800-900-9508. 1-800-900-9508.
New choice. Intelligent talk. News Talk 660. K-Sky. Call 866-660-KSKY with your questions or comments. We return to the Big Boat and Outdoor Show on News Talk 660 K-Sky.
Welcome back, everybody, to the Big Boat and Outdoor Show, brought to us today by Pelican's Landing Waterfront Restaurant at Cedar Mills Marine and Resort, and also Grandpappy Point Marina and Resort on Lake Texoma. Tell you what, if you've thought about a boat, thought about, hey, I think I might like to buy a boat, I'd like to check some out, go to grandpappy.com. They've got over 100 used boats for sale right now, and they're all on their website. Go to grandpappy.com. Also, don't forget to check out our website, thebigboatshow.com, and join up to receive our free weekly newsletter. All right, Big John?
I'm here.
All right, man. Are you ready for boating royalty?
I bow in his presence. Bring him on.
There's his horns. Hello, Mr. Pillsbury.
Big John, I want to know. I was just looking on the Big Boat and Outdoor Show radar, and Tyler is still in the 80s, but you're showing in the 70s in rain. Man, that line is right there at Nacogdoches.
And we are so thankful. It was, when I walked in here and sat down, it was 72 and still raining.
I tell you what, to see that the news guys, the weather guys say our temperatures are going to get down into the 70s at night. Yeah, that's nice right there. I like that. Maybe not even be over 100 this coming week. I mean, that's nice too.
Yeah, I know y'all have had 60-something days. We've had 50-something, and our average is 7.
Yeah.
Wow.
That's what you're talking about.
It's absolutely amazing. There is no doubt about that. You know, and of course, you know, as you look at, you know, the stuff they're still going through on the East Coast with stuff from the hurricane last week, and, you know, obviously the stuff going on from New Orleans on up in through, will be Kentucky and, you know, Tennessee and all in through there. It's just, you know, it never ceases to change other than it's going to change.
Boy, that hurricane last week caused a lot of flooding and damage, didn't it?
Boy, it did. Still,
it could have been a lot worse, but, you know.
And I did hear from Yankee Marty. He is doing fine. He made it through.
My niece, my niece and her husband had over a foot of water that accumulated in their basement. So they, it's, yeah, they're a little upset. He is, because it wasn't covered under their insurance or something. I guess flood insurance or whatever it might be. I don't know. But are you guys ready for Doc Talk?
Let's hit it.
Getting down over here at K-Sky today. I was shaking my head there, and my headphones flew off. So if you heard some commotion going on, that was my headphones.
And today we don't have the weather
on that.
But guys, I was watching the TV and seeing the news just like you guys were, and Possum Kingdom. All around there, the cliffs, Sportsman's World, all on fire again. 40-plus homes destroyed out there. And from one of the shots that I looked at, I haven't been able to call our guy out there, Clint Burkett, you know, Sandy Creek Marina out there, to find out if it's gotten down to any of the marinas. But from one of the shots I looked at, it looked like it was getting close to some boathouses. Did you guys hear anything about it or what?
Dennis, I haven't seen anything. I know a lot of the people ended up, you know, getting out of the fire area by boat,
yeah.
You know, because they couldn't get out by car.
Yeah, isn't that something, having to get out by your boat?
Well, wow. And thank goodness they had it.
Yeah, really. So, I mean, those poor folks out there, you know, God, they can't catch a break. You know, I don't know, maybe next year at this time we're going to be saying, when will it stop raining?
Well, I tell you, you know, Tuesday night, Dennis, when I couldn't find the stupid restaurant because I'm from the country, I had to go back to the hotel room, I flipped on the news talking about Fire Possum Kingdom, and I was like, are they playing like a best of or whatever? You know, I was like,
that's
and
what
then,
I thought.
Then I was like, no, that's live. And that's when I was texting you. I was like, dude, Possum Kingdom's on fire again.
Yeah, one of the guys in the helicopter that flew out there thought he was pulling up to a big metropolitan city. From all the lights, you know, which were all a bunch of little fires, you know, spreading over 4,000 or 5,000 acres. He thought it was a big city.
Have they said what they thought started this one yet?
Well, I was going to say something smart alecky, but...
yeah, you better not. We've got listeners out there, PK.
Yeah, and I'm tired. God, I haven't slept in almost a month, and my mind's not working well. So,
that's a good excuse.
And I haven't stuttered as much as or tripped over my tongue as much as I thought I was going to. But
you're not all jacked up on Diet Pepsi.
I've got a Diet Dr. Pepper down, and I'm working on the Diet Coke right now. So, but you know, Franklin and John, it's and Ryan's got his working too over there. But it's Labor Day weekend, and can you imagine how it is for all these boat people that had plans? You know, we would have plans to be at Texoma on our boat right now. So, I mean, what is everybody going to do? Just stay at home and cook out in the backyard?
That's what I was going to say. Walmart better have a lot of ribs and briskets on sale, because everybody's going to be home barbecuing, it looks like.
Oh, yeah.
You know, Dennis, when you think back over the past 35 years and think about gas crisis, gas prices, not being able to get gas, whatever, low water, interest rates, you know, et cetera, et cetera. I can tell you, in my years of being around the business, being around the lakes and everything else like that, the two visuals I never thought I would ever see, one is Lake Texoma basically quiet, as was described, on a Labor Day weekend, and Possum Kingdom Lake having airplanes scooping water up off the lake right in front of Hell's Gate to put a fire out.
Right. Isn't that just amazing? I mean, I mean,
you think about that.
Yeah, they had to say something on the news about people stay away from the buckets that are going into the water so they don't scoop you up. I mean, God, talk about the lack of common sense that people have when they go to the lake. I don't get it, but
awesome.
I tell you what, Franklin, I would like for you to stay on with us. All right, we're going to do segment four with you, and we'll also get Mike Beeson and see if we can get him on, and Kevin Strickland. And if you've got time, Franklin, stay on with us. Maybe we can keep talking about it with these other guys, all right?
Absolutely, yep.
All right, well, folks, we're going to take a quick break, and it's called The Big Boat and Outdoor Show. Go to our website, thebigboatshow.com, and when we come back, we're going to keep talking about the Labor Day weekend and our lakes, and possibly get a fishing report and an outdoors report. Dove hunting is coming up with Kevin Strickland. So folks, don't go anywhere. The Big Boat and Outdoor Show, we'll be right back.
Talk 660. K-Scott and the Wells Report. Every weekday afternoon at 5. News Talk 660. K-Scott. The left says the infrastructure in this country is falling apart.
Shortcomings in our infrastructure cost us $129 billion last year.
But Mike Gallagher sees through the argument.
This is political posturing. What they're doing is laying the groundwork for what we know is going to come.
When Obama announces the big infrastructure hoo-ha.
Where we're going to spend $1 trillion and we're going to supposedly put more people back to work under the guise of federal jobs.
The Mike Gallagher Show, weekday mornings from 8 to 11 on your choice for intelligent talk. News Talk 660, K-Sky.
Hey everyone, this is Larry North, and I want to encourage you to listen to the Staying Young Show, hosted by my doctors at 11 a.m. every Sunday at 660 K-Sky.
If you're ready to take control of your health and wellness, get your health back on track, and add years to your life, there is no better time. Tune in tomorrow from 11 until noon to listen to Staying Young and hear sound ways in which you can make improvements to your health. That's Staying Young, Sundays from 11 to noon on News Talk 660 K-Sky.
If you want to enjoy Lake Texoma, you can't do better than Grand Pappy Point Marina. Just an hour north of Dallas on Highway 75, Grand Pappy Point Marina is your dealer for yachts, Regal, Blue Water, Chinook, and Catalina, and full-service extended warranties of up to 5 years on select products. They stay connected so you are comfortable with your brand new boat. They have continuing education classes and service after you take the wheel. Grand Pappy Point Marina can handle anything on Lake Texoma. They have a 35-ton marine travel lift and are the certified servicing dealer for Volvo, Pinta Gas and Diesel, Merc Cruiser, and much more. A giant marine parts department. If you want a cabana, an apartment, a boat lift, an improved slip, power and sailboat slips up to 60 feet, cabins with AC and cable TV, up to 6 bedrooms along with camping and RV spaces, Grand Pappy Point Marina sets the standard. Just an hour north of Dallas on Highway 75 or online at grandpappy.com. That's grandpappy.com.
Ever dream of holding a classic Morgan silver dollar in your hand? This may be your last chance before these magnificent silver coins are gone forever. During the First World War, the U.S. government recalled millions of silver coins and ordered an official meltdown. Savvy collectors say any fine coin collection begins with Morgans, so most survivors are privately held. As a result, most people have never even seen an uncirculated Morgan. And now that silver is red hot, the few that remain are disappearing fast. But New York Mint, home of the world's finest U.S. silver, has just released a recently discovered hoard of these massive silver coins in uncirculated condition. All are over 100 years old and as beautiful as the day they were minted. To find out more about America's most magnificent silver coin, call now to receive free historical information and a free collector's DVD. 1-800-400-5629. Few have held a silver coin of such splendor in their hands. This privilege can be yours if you act now. For free historical information and a free collector's DVD, call 1-800-400-5629. 1-800-400-5629.
There's a coast-to-coast buzz about Ovation Cell Therapy. Friends are telling friends how Ovation has helped their hair grow thicker, stronger, longer. longer and faster, guaranteed.
I've received more compliments on my hair during the past few weeks than I have in my entire life. My hair is softer, smoother, and healthier.
I'm so happy with Ovation. I personally recommended it to at least 30 of my friends. Ovation is the best product I've ever used.
Stop the breakage caused from harsh chemicals and heat styling. Restore dry, brittle, and damaged hair to a softer, smoother, healthier, more beautiful appearance. Guaranteed. Simply log on to OvationHair.com and click on K-Sky at checkout to receive a special introductory discount.
And when you log on to OvationHair.com, look for the new paraben, sulfate, and formaldehyde-free advanced Ovation Cell Therapy System. Join the Ovation Nation now. Log on to OvationHair.com and remember to select K-Sky at checkout for your special introductory savings. OvationHair.com.
Get the News Talk 660 K-Sky app for your mobile device. Available now at ksky.com.
The Big Boat and Outdoor Show continues. Here's your host, Dennis Gibbs, on News Talk 660 K-Sky.
Okay, welcome back, everybody, to the Big Boat and Outdoor Show. Dennis Gibbs, the boat guy here. He's Big John Mixon. All right, Big John, we have everybody here with us today. And Franklin, you're with us too. And I tell you what, Ryan, is it cool if we can go ahead and just put Michael and Strick on at the same time with all of us? Hey, look at that. We've got everybody on with us. That's his theme music there. Michael Beeson from Lake Texoma. Four Seasons Guide Service. Man, we're doing great, man. How about you today?
Doing fine. It's kind of... doing little honeydews around the house right now.
I understand that. Are you? Do you have any fishing trips going on with that blue-green algae?
Yeah, we've been fishing a little bit, about twice a week, and just started dove season this week, and everything's been going good.
You tell anybody if they, you tell everybody if they get out of line, you're going to throw some water on them. Get out there, hey.
Yeah, we filled up two spray bottles, went and robbed a bank yesterday with it.
That's right. Give me all your money. I'm going to spray you with blue-green algae.
That's it. But, y'all finding any birds? Yeah, it's been pretty good. Of course, you know how opening day is. If you got a good field, it's always real good. We killed somewhere around 600 birds opening day. But
wow,
we turned around, and that second day, we killed a little over 125 birds and kind of fell down from there. We had three guys out this morning and killed 35 birds, so it wasn't too bad.
It's because you killed them all the first 2 days.
Yeah, well, we was hunting a different place today, so it wasn't too bad. But, you know, we're not seeing near the birds we were opening day, but we're still seeing quite a few birds.
Brother Strickland, what's going on, man?
Me and Kyle sitting on a pile of bullet dove hunting.
Oh, wow, you're dove hunting right now.
Yes, sir.
Live on the Big Boat and Outdoor Show.
Bullet.
Kyle. Uncle Daryl.
It's a good thing you got Kyle in case Bullet goes down. Somebody's got to get them birds.
Squirrel. Oh, it's my Uncle Daryl and my other Uncle Daryl.
That's it, man. But, oh, y'all getting any out there today, Strick?
Yeah, we've got nearly limited apiece. Bullet's been fixing them up two at a time out of this pond out here. He don't want to make two trips, so he just picks them all up at once.
That's funny.
Right. He's efficient.
Well, what, John, you carry, you cover this one, man, or Franklin. I'm not a dove hunter.
No, I just, I'm glad to hear there's birds as dry as it's been. I hadn't been seeing a lot of them around out here, and I was just wondering if they were finding some birds up there.
Yeah, we killed everybody killed their limit opening morning before 8:30. I think there were six of us. We killed 90 first morning, and yesterday was a little slow. We all come out yesterday afternoon, and after the morning was real slow, and we scratched out some limits yesterday evening. Then me and Kyle come back out here this evening, and we've been out here since 2:30. It's just kind of steady. It ain't nothing spectacular, but we're killing a few and getting bullets from work in.
Franklin, you ever go dove hunting?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, absolutely. In fact, you know, what's amazing, I keep telling all these youngsters I work with in the Addison area and all that. When I went to high school, I mean, we hunted north of LBJ Freeway all the way out to where 121 is.
Oh, wow.
So,
it's a long
walk. Now if we go hunting, it's for restaurants.
That's true.
Yeah.
And a couple of weeks ago, John told me that Hooters has food.
Yeah, I know. The wonders never cease.
Wow. So, well,
I just got a text from Diamond Dave that he heard that alcohol will kill that blue green algae, so he's just treating himself from the inside out.
What I want to know, John, now's the time we ought to go noodling up there at Texoma, huh?
That's it. Man. Wouldn't be nobody there.
Yeah, that's right. You get plenty of room to go out there.
Well, I mean, it's legal now.
It's true, yeah. You go noodling.
I tell you what, Kevin, man, before we run out of time, is there anything else?
No, we're just sitting here waiting till sunset before we start packing everything up.
I was going to say, it's probably tougher to shoot those doves at night, right?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, you get in a lot of trouble, too.
Yeah, the game wards aren't too fun about that.
Well, I tell you what, Kevin, man, we appreciate you, buddy. Tell Kyle and Bullet we said hello, okay?
Will do. Y'all have a good one, guys. Have a good Memorial Day weekend.
Will do. Folks, that's Kevin.
Excuse me. Labor Day.
Yeah, Labor Day.
I didn't even catch it.
Work, that makes it even better. No labor that day.
I didn't even catch it. Well, Brother Strick, you guys have a good one, man.
Later, guys.
All right, that's Kevin Strickland, our outdoors expert, and now we've got just under a minute. And Michael, you've been doing some guiding for doves, huh?
Yeah, it hasn't been too bad, fellas.
Good deal.
We've been chasing them up and down this Red River arm up here, and it's just been pretty good.
Well, I'd imagine since you're out there by a bunch of water, you probably got a bunch of birds. So the dove hunting would be great with Four Seasons Guide Service. You want to go dove hunting? Call them right now, 903-465-5262. That's 903-465-5262. Or you can get their information from our website, thebigboatshow.com. Michael, thank you very much for being on with us, man. You guys have a good one.
All right, fellas, y'all be good.
All right, that's Michael and Diamond Dave Beeson with Four Seasons Guide Service. And
how do we get a hold of Strickland?
Just call me or go to thebigboatshow.com.
You have his number there. That's awesome.
No, I've got his number. I don't think he wants me to give it out anymore.
Just call Bullet. Just got tired of all these idiots calling.
Yeah, call Bullet out there. Well, Franklin, you have a good Labor Day, buddy, and take care. All right, man.
Definitely will, and you guys as well. And you know what? September's here. We got to figure out where to go boating and how to go catch some fish.
That's right. Listen to us, thebigboatshow.com, right here on K-Sky every Saturday at 6. Take care.
It's called the Big Boat and Outdoor Show with Dennis Gibbs on News Talk 660 K-Sky. If you have something on your mind, fire off an email to bigboatshow@yahoo.com.
Squirrel.
That's bigboatshow@yahoo.com. Dennis or any of the Big Boat and Outdoor Show crew will check it out.
Ah!
The Big Boat and Outdoor Show on News Talk 660 K-Sky.